This is Making Sense of the Media. I'm Craig Kopp. Well, it was the traditional, if slightly odd, White House pre-Thanksgiving turkey pardoning ceremony with the president's daughters, Sasha and Malia, in attendance and looking appropriately teenaged bored with the whole process, as well as a little embarrassed for their cornball dad's official duties. Then came the harsh criticism from a Republican congressman's communications director, Elizabeth Lawton, on her Facebook page. She said the girls need to respect the office and dress more like they're at the White House and not heading to a bar. Within days, she had resigned.
Proving once again that leaving no thought unexpressed on social media is a dangerous move, especially when it breaks the unwritten rule that a president's children are off limits.
Bill Plant of CBS News points out two issues in the Lawton case. The president's kids, they're off limits, and Facebook posts go everywhere. Here to talk about the lessons of the presidential teenager diss is Kelly McBride of the Poynter Institute Sense Making Project. And Kelly, we are here before a live Leadership Tampa audience. Hi.
Hey, how's it going?
Kelly, we have been through this media stumble before, violating the hands off the president's kids rule, right?
Oh, it happens all the time. It usually happens to journalists. You wouldn't expect a communications director to stumble into this. It's always been a question of when is it okay to criticize the president's kids. The Bush children, when they were getting arrested, that was okay. It seemed like when they're violating the laws, that makes a difference. This one seemed way on the other side of that line, and I don't think anyone thought that her commentary was fair game. What she said was mean-spirited, and it was almost guaranteed to get a reaction. Now, there is this thing that happens to a lot of people when you're thinking about your Facebook post or your Instagram post, because the whole point is to get a reaction. I'm sure that there were a lot of people who agreed with her, but I don't think she saw the backlash coming.
There are a lot of mean things posted on Facebook. Do those not congressional communications directors who are doing that face any danger here?
Well, so the first thing that happens is people start unfriending you. And you may notice this, like you're not seeing somebody in your feed that you used to see, and it might be because you're being a bit of a jerk on Facebook. The other thing that happens is sometimes your boss or somebody that you work with is going to come talk to you, and they're going to say, hey, it's not cool to be so mean out there on Facebook, even if you are expressing your opinion. We're under the illusion that our free speech guarantees us employment even when our employer doesn't appreciate our free speech, and it doesn't in most cases.
So the bottom line here is that we all need to remember on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram, on all social media, that we are now actually reporters.
Absolutely. We're all journalists now. And the other thing I think that we need to remember is that criticizing teenagers is passé anyway. If you're going to criticize teenagers, you better have a really, really good reason to do it.
And avoid being the grumpy old person on Facebook?
I'm not saying anything about you.
Kelly McBride of the Poynter Institute's Sense Making Project. Anybody ever criticize your teenagers on Facebook?
Oh my gosh, yes, my Aunt Nan. And I had to tell her to back off because my teenagers were getting really mad.